This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
Joy.
And here you are on Sunday Arts 94.9. And now, David, our next guest is Kate Gillick and Coralie Dimitriadis from Kate's from Outer Urban Projects, but you're here about a piece that you've got going called Poetic License at 45 Downstairs.
So welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
That's our pleasure. To begin with, tell us, what's Outer Urban Projects?
Well, we are a youth performing arts company based in the outer north of Melbourne. So think the Bell Street border is the border. And so we work predominantly beyond there, across the municipalities of Hume, Whittlesea, Darebin, and Moreland, and a little bit in Banyul. And we're really working with young people, aspiring young performing artists, or people who want to just engage with the performing arts across dance, music and text. And a fusion of those art forms all across the north. So we have, we've only been going for about 5 years.
Okay.
But we're a pretty savvy team.
Right.
So both the team and the artists, like Coralie and many other artists, and we're probably working with 100 artists this year total, including emerging artists.
Where are they coming from? Where are you actually finding the people?
Well, it's interesting. It's an eclectic find, but really we run various programs, and one of them is a community access tutorial program. So we offer free tutorials across the outer north in dance, music and text. And there's several of those sessions running at any given time. And a lot of young performers come to us through those free sessions. We also have a social enterprise where when young artists are skilled up enough, they can go out and gig and be paid on that circuit as dancers, as vocalists, as musicians. And then we have our major works, of which Poetic License is part of, and that's concept-based new work that we develop with those young artists and professional artists and present in major venues and festivals and for touring. And what else do we do? Many other things. But we also link young people into training and employment opportunities as individuals and as dance crews and individuals into other arts companies. So our dancers at the moment, a shout out for Chunky Move, because they've been fantastic in supplying free classes for our young dancers, for example. So we're up for linking our young people in with the whole Melbourne art scene and beyond.
That's wonderful. Coralie, how did you get involved? What was your introduction to it?
Well, I have been kind of performing and writing for almost 10 years now, and it was, I can't remember what year, the first year that they were going to do Poetic License, so this is the third time they're doing it, so I think like 4 years ago, is it, maybe?
In 2014.
Yeah, yeah. So I was just approached by the director, Irene Vella, and she asked me if I wanted to be part of it, and it's been a really good springboard for my career. I had a one-woman show at La Mama last year called Coralie, I Say the Wrong Things All the Time. And
love the title.
Yeah, thanks. And I hope to tour that show. But, you know, being asked to be part of Poetic License was great for me because, you know, it got me involved in an actual, like, proper theatre production and what's involved and how it all comes together and working with different people and a director. And so it was a really, really good opportunity for me and, you know, still is, which is why I'm really happy to still be part of it.
Yeah. Kate, what's your background? You know, like, where did it all begin for you?
Well, I trained as an actor and worked as an actor for a long time and for a company called Melbourne Workers Theatre I worked a lot for in the 80s and the 90s. And then I segued.
What does that mean, workers' theatre? Was it linked with the unions?
Or? Yes, it was in those days. It came out of the Australia Council Art and Working Life, sort of funding program, I suppose. And so there was, and Irene Valera, our artistic director in Outer Urban Projects, was one of the early company members as well, as was Patricia Cornelius. John Rommel worked for the company early days, Andrew Bovell. Christos Cholkas, so many, many very talented writers and directors and musical directors, composers like Irene as well, have really very seminal time in that company with lots of work. And I suppose in some ways those early days do influence the work now in Outer Urban Projects. But that was my training ground. And we used to work in those days. There was enough funding and support to work for 4 to 6 months as an actor. So you might work with the writers, the dramaturg, musical director from concept right through development of the work and onto touring for much longer. And Outer Urban Projects is trying to get back a little bit of that in the sense of creating ensembles with young artists and elongating their work process and their creative processes. When we're getting increasing amount of new arrival and asylum seeker artists wanting to come and do work with us as well.
Yeah. Where is the funding coming from?
For Outer Urban Projects, we are funded through the Australia Council, and we were lucky enough to get 4 years funding in that very controversial, very difficult time for the arts when the funding cuts came federally. And also Creative Victoria we're funded by, and also a number of really fabulous philanthropic organisations like the Lord Mayor's Charitable Trust, R.E. Ross Trust, Newsboys, Kimberley, all these, Beeson Foundation, Gandalf Foundation. So all these kind of pretty fabulous philanthropic organisations that want to support the work that we're doing with young people.
We'll come back and talk about this project that you're here to talk about today, which is going to be at 45 Downstairs, a wonderful place. You're on Sunday Arts Magazine.
A diverse sound for a diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
This is Sunday Arts Magazine. You're listening to David and Neil here on Joy 94.9. We're talking to Kate Gillick and Coralie Dimitriadis at the moment about their piece that they're doing called Poetic License at 45 Downstairs.
Now, Kate, tell us... very prestigious venue you've got, 45 Downstairs. They're unbelievably supportive, aren't they?
They are a fantastic venue, and we're very excited as a company working in the outer north to be bringing our young artist into that CBD location, into such an iconic Melbourne theatre, which supports such an array of independent performance work.
And tell us, what is this project?
Well, this is a very interesting piece. Yeah. It's been conceived and brought together by Irene Valla. And as I mentioned, Irene Valla, as an early member of Melbourne Workers Theatre, she's just an incredible Melbourne artist from a Greek-Albanian background. She's a composer. She's a musician. She's a director. And also she writes as well and dramaturgs partly on this work as well. And she... I'm going to read something from Irene because I think she probably articulates the concept of the work more clearly than I do. And she includes part of this in the show. When I was at university in the very ancient past of 1979, I did a subject called Classical Civilization, and we studied an even more ancient comedy by Aristophanes called The Frogs. Aristophanes believed that poetry could inspire a nation, and in this play he sent Dionysus to the underworld to find Euripides, his favourite poet, and to bring him back to life, with the hope that his words could inspire. And when he gets to the deepest part of the underworld, he finds Euripides, but he also finds Aeschylus, another older poet, who also wants the chance to be brought back to life. And so a battle between the poets ensues, and Dionysus is forced to choose between the poets. There are elements of a slam competition in this ancient work, and it also boasts a vigorous literary debate. The work stayed in my mind, and 33 years later I thought, wouldn't it be great to revisit the work with Outer Urban Projects and our ensemble of rappers and singers, beatboxers and poets, mix them up with other spoken word performance poets, and see what would come of it. I was inspired by the rap poetry of our youth, and I wanted to place it in a literary and theatrical context.
Wow, that is so powerful. Thank you for sharing that, because all of a sudden I went, okay, where are we going here? That's brilliant. And I love the story about the poem as well. Oh, that's inspirational, that was. Coralie, you've actually would like to present a little piece of what you're presenting within this show. What's it about?
Well, you know, when we talk about the battle of the poets in the show, it's not a battle, but we're all kind of presenting our own narratives.
Yep.
And I guess my narrative is, you know, being, you know, getting married very young and then coming out a divorced single mum and, you know, cultural pressures to conform and stuff. So so I'll present a short little extract from a piece that I have in the show.
Okay.
Thank you. I won't inject her. I won't feel this needle. I won't feel this needle with fear and inject it into my daughter's veins. I won't do it. My migrant parents did it. They came from a remote Cypriot village to this big city, this vast land. They didn't know what to do. Eyes glued to the 5 o'clock news. They sat me in a corner, gave me my daily dose, and it filled my veins, the cold, cold fear. They said, be afraid of pubs and clubs and men, and don't you dare have sex or a boyfriend or dye your hair. It's because we care that you got to stay there. This isn't Cyprus. You can't trust the Aussies out there. Thank you.
That is very good.
Excellent, excellent.
Thank you.
What have your parents heard this?
You know, it's interesting because, you know, I think poetry can be a very, very powerful thing, and it has been a very powerful thing in my life of connecting with, you know, what I want from my life and not conforming to a life that was prescribed to me. So it has actually taken my parents a long time to kind of accept what I do. And, you know, I understand and appreciate that it's very difficult for them, you know, but part of the process for me has been, okay, it's hard for them to understand, but I also have to understand where they're coming from and why it is hard for them to hear what I'm saying. But I guess I just kind of put that difficulty, you know, behind connecting with women particularly from migrant backgrounds who may have experienced the kind of isolation and repression that I've experienced in my life and, you know, making them feel like it's okay and, you know, that there are other women out there that are that have experienced what they're experiencing.
Excellent. Okay, so when does it open?
We're opening on the 20th of June and we're running through to the 24th, so it's only a week.
Yep.
But we have day shows, 11 a.m. shows, where lots of community and schools are coming into from across the north but also beyond the outer north.
So you're linking that strongly with the community that you've got the schools involved as well.
Yes, we do. When we're making this new work and when Irene's making the work with the artists, we're not making a work to say, oh, this is just for teenagers or this age group. We're making work and we want as wide an audience as possible. And what we find is that our communities in the outer north, you know, very large migrant populations, new arrivals, you know, a fair amount of economic hardship, don't access the arts in the same way that the middle classes do so often. And so we are really big on our audience build and reaching out. We make tickets really accessible. But also we have this sort of what we'd call a 50-50, so that what we want in our audiences, whether we're at the Arts Centre for Melbourne Festival, 45 downstairs, we want sort of 50% pretty regular arts patrons there. We want our arts community there. And we also want our community members there. And so our community members will start building as a new audience. They'll segue over to become that other 50% and then new people will come in.
Excellent.
So that no one is rarefied and no one is ghettoised when they come to see the work.
And, of course, tickets through 45 downstairs. So just go online there and you all know because we've all been there at some stage. Now, how do you find out about outer urban projects?
Well, we're based out in Coburg, but probably the best way is to just get online. And, you know, www.outerurbanprojects. Search us on the web or on Facebook. And we're very active on Facebook because of all those programs I described earlier. There's always a dance workshop or there's a show or there's a gig happening. So come along, see the work. I really encourage people to come and see this this work in particular. It's very eclectic. Group of performers. When you're looking at them, you're really reading the world. Generationally, we've got everyone from Rod Quantock, who's you know, I think Rod's around 70 or early 70s, down to Dante Sofra, one of our young rappers, who's 15. Everyone else in between, and it's very interesting, that placement of people on stage, creatively very different, but also ages and ethnicity.
So get out there, people, buy tickets, go and see it. Poetic License, 45 Downstairs, 20th to 24th of June. Thank you so much for coming in today, and congratulations on what you're doing. It's wonderful.
Thank you. We love your radio station.
Oh, thank you. You're on. Oh, is there a message?
Message just come through. Yes, there is a message today. It's great to see these stories told. Art can heal. Many middle-class migrant families have their own issues, but that's another play. And that's a listener just texted us for that.
Thank you for that message. You're on Joy 94.9 at Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.